knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again, we have gotten the chance to participate in this Farz Ulum course. May Almighty Allah accept all our efforts and give us tawfiq, divine passion to act upon the basic teachings of Islam. Alhamdulillah, there are a lot of blessings of recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, the author writes in Al-Qawlul Badi' that after the demise of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Mansur alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghafoor, someone from his city Shiraz had a dream in which he saw Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghafoor dressed in a heavenly garment with a crown of pearls on his head, standing in the mihrab arch of the main masjid of Shiraz. The dreamer asked as to how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal not only forgave me and bestowed upon me this crown, but also made me enter the heaven. As the dreamer asked the reason of this great privilege, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Mansur alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghafoor replied, I used to recite salat upon the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly, and this act of mine brought about my success. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, this story, this Waqia shows that due to the recitation upon beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one of our pious ancestor, he was not only forgiven, but he also got very big privilege from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that he was seen in heavenly dress, as well as he was wearing a jannati crown, jannati taj upon his head. This thing shows that the person who recites durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal showers his countless mercy upon that person. So we must make firm intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will also try to recite more and more durood upon beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, in our this first ulum course, in our different classes, in our different lectures, we tried to learn about basic beliefs, aqaid, as well as basic a'mal, ibadat and good deeds. Inshallah, today we will also try to learn one of the basic pillars of Islam, which is Ramadan. And keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan is obligatory, is fard for every adult Muslim. And this is also very necessary, that if a person who is adult, who is baligh, and upon him when fast of Ramadan is fard, now he must have to learn the basic teachings of Islam regarding keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, he makes the mindset of Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters in such a way that he also emphasizes so much, and he also makes the minds of our Islamic brothers in this way that we must try to read the basic masail, to learn the basic masail of fast, of roza, before start of Ramadan. Because what happens if the fasts of Ramadan, if it is fard upon us, now we must have to know that what are the basic rulings of Ramadan and keeping fast in Ramadan. If I don't know that due to which reason my fast can break, my fast can become invalid, so I won't be able to protect my fast from those things. So this is obligatory thing. We must try our best to learn the basic masail of fasts of Ramadan, basic masail of sawm of Ramadan, basic masail of roza of Ramadan. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, regarding this matter, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Bani Da'wat Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi Damat Barakatum Aliya has compiled a very beautiful book, namely Faidan Ramadan. In English, its translation is also available with the name of Blessings of Ramadan. So in this book, Alhamdulillah Yasawajal, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliya, founder of Da'wat Islami, Alhamdulillah, he mentioned the blessings of Ramadan as well as the rule regarding the fast of Ramadan, as well as what are the blessings of i'tikaf, Laylatul Qadr, and what are the blessings of Eid. So all these different types of masail, different types of rulings of Sharia, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah compiled in this book. And you can also understand after reading this book, after studying this book, you can realize that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in one book, we can't find the masail of whole Ramadan in one place. This is a very good book. My those Islamic brothers who want this book, they can buy this book from Maktabatul Madina, as well as you can visit our website www.dawatislami.net. You can also find this book on its web address, and inshallah you will be able to download this book easily. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to act upon the basic teachings of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, Almighty Allah has bestowed upon us His great favor in the form of Ramadan's fasts, whereby we can not only attain piety but also earn His pleasure, as Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Part 2, verses number 183 and 184. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Almighty Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as were made obligatory upon those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become pious. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, the days are counted. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, then whosoever among you is ill, أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, or on a journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then same number of fasting in other days.
وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ,
and those who have no strength should give in fine meal to a needy.
فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ,
then whosoever does more good, then that is better for him.
وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ,
and fasting is better for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if you know. Like Salah, the fasts of Ramadan are also fard for every mature and sane Muslim, man and woman. It is stated in Durr-e Mukhtar, a very famous book of fatawa of Fiqh-e Hanafi, Hanafi school of thought, that fasts were declared fard on 10th Shaban 2 years after Hijrah. Most of the acts in Islam remind us of faith, refreshing Islamic and historical events. Running between Safa and Marwa reminds us of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha walking and running between these two mountains 7 times in search of water for her son Hazrat Sayyiduna Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal liked this act and declared it wajib for all those who perform Hajj and Umrah to imitate, to copy her, in order to keep this act alive. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spent some days of Ramadan in seclusion in cave of Hira, where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to refrain from eating during the day and worship Allah azza wa jal at night, in order to keep the memory of this blessed act of his beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam alive. Allah azza wa jal made it fard for us to fast in Ramadan. My dear Islamic brothers, the people of the previous ummahs also fasted, but their manner of fasting was different from ours. According to narrations, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam would fast on the 13th, 14th, and 15th dates of each month. Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast every day. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted every day and would never missed even a single fast. Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast on alternate days. Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast on the first 3, the middle 3, and the last 3 days of every month. So my dear Islamic brothers, this thing shows that the fasts, this method of fasting was also prevailing in different ummahs, and other prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam also used to keep fast in their own ways. My dear Islamic brothers, what are the blessings of fasts? First of all, we will learn few ahadith. We will hear few ahadith from which we can understand that what are the blessings of keeping fast. So Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said there is a portal, a gate in heaven called Rayyan. On the day of judgment, this portal will be open for those who fast in the world. No one else will be allowed to enter through this door. It will be announced, where are the people who used to fast? They will stand up and no one else will be allowed to enter through this portal. It will be closed after they enter the heaven. Dear Islamic brothers, how fortunate the fasting Muslims are. They will be given great honor on the day of judgment. There will also be other fortunate Muslims walking into heaven, but these Muslims will be given the privilege of entering through the portal, through the door called Rayyan. My dear Islamic brothers, in ahadith-e tayyiba, in narrations, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also explained the blessings, the bounties, the barakat of keeping fast for one day. So, Sayyidina Salama bin Qaisar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who fasts a day for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him as far away from hell as the distance a baby crow covers flying continuously until it grows old and dies. Dear Islamic brothers, crows remain alive for a long time. Ghuniyatul Talibin states, a crow can live up to 500 years. It means if a person who keeps fast only for one day, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be kept away for almost the distance of 500 years from hellfire. So these are the blessings of keeping fast. So we must try to keep fast other than the days of Ramadan also. Amirul Mumineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone keeps even a single fast with silence and peace in Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal will make for him a place of red rubies or green emeralds. These are very precious stones. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will build and make a palace of precious stones for that person who keeps fast for one day of Ramadan. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala says, on the day of judgment, an announcement will be made. Every man will reap what he sowed. He will be rewarded equal to his deeds, except the people of the Quran, scholars of the Quran, and those who fasted. They will be given immeasurable reward by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, in the hereafter, we will reap whatever we are sowing in this world. Scholars and fasting people are very fortunate as they will be granted immeasurable reward on the day of judgment. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us from these people so we can get the immeasurable and uncountable reward from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, there are also lot of narrations in which our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the blessings of keeping fasts. But we have very short time. Inshallah, we will learn the rulings of fast also. In very short time, we will listen what is the loss in missing one fast of Ramadan. So inshallah, this will enable us to motivate ourselves to keep fasts in any condition. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, anyone who misses one fast in Ramadan without a valid reason or without illness cannot make up for it even he fasts for the rest of his all life. This means that he can never earn the blessings that lie in the fasts of Ramadan. So therefore, we must not deprive ourselves of this huge blessing due to heedlessness. People who fast and then break it without a valid exemption must fear the wrath of Almighty Allah. Sayyidina Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala said that he heard the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam saying, while I was asleep, two persons came to me and took me to a mountain. When I got to the middle of the mountain, I heard terrifying sounds. Upon asking about the sounds, I was told, these are the voices of the people in hell. I proceeded further and saw people who were tied upside down with the veins of their own ankles. As the animals, they are hanged after being cut. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I saw the people who were tied upside down with the veins of their own ankles. Their jaws had been torn apart and were bleeding. I asked as to who they were. And I was told they used to break their fasts before its due time. So my dear Islamic brothers, this thing shows that if a person who breaks fast before sunset, at any time at the daytime, if he breaks his fast without the permission of Sharia, now he will face the torment, the azab of akhirat, which is unbearable for everybody. So we must keep this thing in our mind that if a person who is only, he keeps fast, but he breaks his fast before the iftar time, how much torment he will have to face. And those people who do not keep fast at all, what will happen with them? How much torment and azab of grave and akhirat they will have to face. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the torment of qabr, as well as may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the torment of akhirat. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who finds Ramadan but does not fast is unfortunate. The one who has both of his parents or any one of them but does not treat them well is unfortunate. The one who hears me being mentioned, that my name is taken in front of him, but does not recite Salat Durood upon me is unfortunate. So we must make our mind that whenever in a majlis, in a gathering, in an ijtima, whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken, we must make our habit that we must recite at least sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, or sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, these are complete sigas of durood. These are the complete salutations. So we must make it our habit that wherever the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taken in front of us, we must have to recite at least sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or better is sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Because if a person who recites sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, 70 portals of mercy are open in front of his face. So this is the blessing of reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, as intention, this is also the preconditions for offering salah and paying zakah, etc. It is also necessary for fast as well. Even if an Islamic brother or Islamic sister remains hungry and thirsty from dawn to sunset without the intention of fast, his or her fast will not be valid, will not be accepted at all, because he did not make intention. And intention is the also the condition of fast. The time of making the intention for Ramadan fasts, Nafil fasts, and fasts of specified vows, qasam, specified vows, qasam, نظر معین starts after the sun has set and remains until the time of شرعی midday, ضحوائے کبرا begins. A fast of specified vow, قسم, is the one that is kept on a particular day for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to fulfill a vow. For example, if someone says, I will fast on every Monday of this year's Rabiul Awwal for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it is necessary that the words of vow must be uttered loud enough to be heard. It will then become wajib to fast on that particular day. The intention of these three types of fasts can be made within the timing described. The fast will be valid. So first thing is fard fast of Ramadan, as well as nafil fast, as those people who are keeping fast in Rajab, as well as the person who vows, who takes qasam, that let's suppose if my father, he get well. If he gets well, then I will keep fast on coming Monday. Now his father, he becomes healthy, he becomes okay, he recovers. Now it will be wajib for him to keep the fast of that specific Monday for which he vowed. So this is called, in according to Sharia, terminology of Sharia, this is thing is called Nazre Mu'ayyan, specified vow. So for these types of fasts, a person can make intention right after sunset. According to Sharia, the midday, which is considered Dahwa-e Kubra, up until this time, a person can make the intention, make the niyat of fast. You might be thinking as to what the time of midday is. An easy way of obtaining the time of midday, Dahwa-e Kubra, is to first find out the duration between dawn and sunset. Dawn means when the Fajr time starts, when the Sahri time ends. And then divide it by two. The time of midday will start as soon as the first half ends. For example, if some day's time of dawn is 5 o'clock in the morning and that of sunset is exactly 6 in the evening, then there will be the duration of 13 hours between the dawn and the sunset. Upon dividing the number 13 by 2, there will be 2 halves of 6.5 hours. And if we add 6.5 hours to 5, because the dawn time started at 5 in the morning, now you'll have to add this 6.5 hours in that 5, which was the real time of dawn. Now it will become 11.5, it means 11:30. So this is called midday. And the intention of fard fast of Ramadan, as well as nafil fast, as well as we have heard that nazre muayyan, specified vow, these three types of fasts, their intention can be made right up until the midday, Dahwa-e Kubra. So this is the basic ruling of Sharia, and so many people, they are ignorant of this thing. Normally what happens, if I had the intention, I had the mindset that tomorrow I'll have to keep nafli roza, or let's suppose tomorrow is Ramadan, and I made intention and I was thinking that tomorrow I'll keep fast, and I could not wake up at the Sahri time. Now what happens? Normally the people think that the time of intention and Sahri is gone. Now I can't keep the fast for this day. According to the ruling of Sharia, it is permissible for that person to make the intention right up until the midday, which is called Dahwa-e Kubra, the procedure of which we just learn now. So if we could not wake up in the Sahri time, or we were not able to make intention up until Sahri time, now it is permissible for us to make the intention at the Fajr time, to make intention at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right until the midday. So this is very easy ruling. So due to this, we can also save a lot of those fasts in which we could not wake up for Sahari. Except these three mentioned types of fasts, it is necessary to make the intention of all other types of fasts within the duration from sunset to dawn, subh sadiq, the initial time of fajr and the ending time of sahari. So except these types of fasts which we just heard and learnt, that fard fast of Ramadan, nafli fast, as well as nazr-e muayyan, except these three types of fasts, for every fast it is necessary to make intention from sunset until the dawn time when the sahri time ends. If somebody makes the intention after dawn, subh-e sadiq, his intention and fast will not be valid. The fasts whose intention must be made within the night include the fast for making up for the missed fast of Ramadan. If a person was sick, he could not keep the fast of Ramadan. As well as if a person who was in journey and according to Sharia, he got exemption. As well as if a person was ignorant and he was not fasting while in his youth, and he was ignorant of these things, now he wants to do the qada of that fast and he wants to make up for that missed fast, now it is necessary for him to make intention from sunset until the dawn time. So this is the intention time for making up for the missed fast of Ramadan. Number two, the fast of expiation, kafara. Kafara is made obligatory by Sharia. Now, if a person is keeping the fast of kafara, now he has to make the intention for that fast of kafara up until dawn time. Kafara, there are different types of kafara. If a person vows and he says, let's suppose, if a person, he is angry with somebody and he says, wallahi, I won't enter into some so-and-so person's house. Now he took qasam, wallahi. Remember, this word wallahi means by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. By Allah, I won't enter in the house of so-and-so person, whether he is or she is his close relatives. Now his qasam is valid. He will not be allowed to enter in that house if he enters in that house. As soon as he enters, his qasam will break and kafara, expiation, will be compulsory for him. So Quran also explains, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ. For the kafara of qasam, for the kafara of vow which is broken, now you will have to feed 10 deserving people. Two times, twice a day. If you don't have if you don't have wealth, if you don't have a certain amount of money to feed poor people, now you'll have to keep, according to the ruling of Quran, you'll have to keep fast for 3 days. Now this fast will be called fast of expiation, fast of kafara. So to perform this type of sawm, to perform this type of fast, you will have to make intention until sahri time ends. As sahri time will end, now you cannot make intention. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. There is another situation in which the intention must be made till the dawn time, and that is if a person, he starts a nafli roza, nafli fast, and due to any reason, due to valid reason or invalid reason, due to the exemption of Sharia or due to any reason, if he breaks his fast, now for making up the fast, nafli fast, now he has to make intention until dawn time. Remember, sometimes what happens, let's suppose the Rajab month is going on, and when we heard the blessings of one fast, we started one fast, started fasting. No, now due to any reason, we just broke that fast. What will happen? Remember, if Sharia is giving us exemption, now due to exemption of Sharia, if a person breaks the fast, now he will not be sinful. But if Sharia does not give him any exemption, he breaks his fast, now qaza will also be compulsory for him, as well as tawbah and repentance will also be obligatory for him. Another fast for which intention is necessary to be made till the dawn time is the fast for fulfilling an unspecified vow. نظر غیر معین. فرسٹ واز نظر معین, اسپیسیفائڈ واو. اف اے پرسن سیز اف مائی فادر گیٹس بیٹر ہی بیکمس ہی ریکورز, اف ہی ریکورز فرام ہز سکنس آئی ول کیپ فاسٹ آن کمنگ منڈے. ناؤ ہی از اسپیسیفائنگ اے ڈے. ناؤ اف ہز فادر گیٹس ویل ہی ول ہیو ٹو کیپ فاسٹ فار دیٹ منڈے. فار دس ٹائپ آف فاسٹ he is allowed to make intention until midday. And if he does not specify any day, and he says, if my father will get better, if he will recover, then I will keep fast for, let's suppose, 10 days. And he is not specifying the days. Now, it will be obligatory for him to make intention for these fasts of Nazr-e Ghair-e Muayyan, to make intention till the dawn time. So if Sahri time ends, if Sahri time ends and he did not make intention for this type of fast, he will not be permissible to make intention after Sahri time. I hope that all these masail will be clarified to you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. Intention is the, we also discussed this thing in the matters of salah. When we were discussing the preconditions of salah, we also discussed this thing that niyat means, intention means firm intention of your heart. If you do not utter the word of intention by your tongue, this is not, there will be no harm for that fast or salah, but it is better to utter the words of intentions also with your tongue. So if someone has intention that I am keeping fast for just to fulfill that qasam or just to fulfill that vow, now his saum, his fast will be considered valid. So my dear Islamic brothers, these are different rulings regarding fasts. There are also certain rulings. You can see the detail of these different types of rulings of fast in the very beautiful book of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mawla Aliya, Faidan Ramadan, Blessings of Ramadan. You can also get this book from www.dawatislami.net.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.